小猫宝宝们，你好 ，Hello Panda Cubs， 欢迎回到 Panda Cub Stories， Welcome back to 小猫宝宝故事。Today is 第九集，今天讲 Episode 9，打三下 ，Three Strikes。When we left our story last， 上次我们说到。The Master Puti had agreed to take the Monkey King on as a disciple. Puti 祖师答应收美猴王为徒弟 and had even given him a new name. 还给他取了个新名字孙悟空。从那天起 from that day on, 悟空 began his studies at the cave of the slanting moon. 悟空便开始在斜月三星洞中学习。Every morning,每天早上 Wu Kong and the other disciples went to the inner hall to hear the master teach. Wu Kong 和师兄们去内厅听师傅讲课。And 每天下午 and every afternoon, they went out to the garden to tend to the flowers and vegetables.
他们去院子里养花种菜。
And when the weather cooled, 天气变冷了。They went into the mountain and chopped firewood for their wood-burning stove.
他们就去山上砍柴，带回来烧火炉。
就这样 ，and just like this, 春夏秋冬过了一年又一年。Spring became summer, then autumn turned to winter. Year after year passed.
不过 ，yet.师父一直都没有教悟空长生不老的本事。
The master still did not teach 悟空 the power of immortality. One day,
有一天，师父坐在台上给大家讲课。
The master sat upon his dais, speaking to the group.
听着听着 and as 悟空 listened, 悟空开始笑了起来。He began to laugh.
The master paused.
师父停了下来
and spoke, 说
悟空你不好好听课在那边笑什么
悟空 why are you laughing instead of paying attention?
师父 master, 悟空 replied, laughing. 悟空笑着答道是您讲的实在太妙了
It's just that you spoke so wonderfully.
我才忍不住笑了出来。
I couldn't help but laugh out loud. And the Master Puti thought to himself,
Puti 祖师心想
This monkey,
这猴子竟然听出了我话中的奥妙
has actually recognized the secret meanings behind my words. He is indeed made of the right stuff.
真是块好材料。
于是 and so, 他便对悟空说 he said to 悟空Today,
今天
I will teach you a new kind of magic.
我教你一个新法术。
悟空 was delighted.
悟空高兴极了，心想
and he thought, the master is finally going to teach me the power of immortality.
师父终于要传给我长生不老的本事了。
Yes, yes, 好呀，好呀。What will master teach a student today?
师父要教弟子什么？
我教你如何把石头变成黄金，你觉得如何
？How would you like for me to teach you how to turn stone into gold? The master asked 悟空。
师父问悟空
，Gold，
黄金？
悟空 replied。悟空说，
我拿黄金来干什么
？What use do I have for gold? Anyway，
何况。我就是从石头里出来的。
I came out of a stone myself. Stones are quite nice.
石头挺好的呀。
师父，您教我其他的吧。
Please teach me something else. The master stroked his beard.
师父摸了摸胡须，又对悟空说
and spoke to 悟空 again.
All right, 那么。我教您如何读懂其他人的心思，怎样
？Would you like me to teach you how to read the minds of men?
And 悟空 replied, 悟空答道
师父 Master, 我自己的心思已经足够让我去琢磨了。
My own mind is enough for me to ponder. 我可没有功夫去琢磨别人的心思。
I don't have the time to ponder the thoughts of others.
这个我也不学。
This, I won't learn either.
其他的徒弟们都惊呆了。
The other disciples were astonished.
这野猴到底想干什么?
What on earth was this wild monkey up to?
祖师琢磨了好一阵子。
The master thought for a long time.
终于说道。
Finally, he said,
好, all right. 我传给你看到未来的本领。
I shall give you the ability to see the future.
你看如何?
What do you think of that?
悟空答道, and 悟空 responded again.
师父, Master,
知道了未来所有的秘密, if we knew all the secrets of what is to come, 活着就不好玩了。
Where's the fun in living?
To live is to see and learn new things.
活着就是要看到、学到新东西啊。
This I won't learn either.
这个我也不学。
Hearing Wukong speak thus,
听到悟空这样说, the master suddenly stood up, 师父突然站了起来。You monkey, 你这个猴子。
You won't learn this,
这个也不学, and you won't learn that,
那个也不学。What on earth do you want to do? 到底你想做什么?
And with this, 说完, 师父走向前。The master walked forth and struck 3 blows to Wukong's stone-hard head.
往悟空石头硬的头上打了三下。
And without another word,
然后二话不说,
the master turned, 师父转身, clasped his hands behind his back,
背着手从后门走了出去。And walked out through the back doors.
Slam went the doors as they closed.
砰的一声，把门关上了。
The other disciples began to complain immediately.
其他的徒弟立刻开始抱怨。他们指着悟空说
They pointed to Wukong and said,
You wild monkey, 你这只野猴。看你做的好事 Now look what you've done.师父生气了。
The master is angry, and who knows when he'll be back?
谁知道他什么时候才回来啊?
But Wukong, why, he wasn't worried at all.
可是悟空呀,他一点也不担心。
In fact, he was secretly laughing inside.
他心里还暗暗偷笑呢。因为 because, 他知道 he knew.
He had guessed the answer to the master's final riddle.
他知道自己已经猜透了师父给他设的最后一个谜了。
So Panda Cubs, 小猫宝宝们 we end this week's story here.
我们这周的故事就讲到这里了。
What on earth did the master mean?
师父到底什么意思呢?
What secret signal did he give Wukong?
他给了悟空什么暗示呢?
We will continue this story next time.
我们下次再说。